Module 2, A New Vision, Your Parish Guide to the Journey of Faith. Session 6, The Road Trip Reaches Its Ultimate Destination, Christ. Objective, break down the phrase Paschal Mystery into language that is meaningful for children. As we begin the journey with children in the RCIA, let's be sure we know where we are going. We are leading children into the Paschal Mystery, the mystery of Christ. When children in the RCIA are baptized, confirmed, and celebrate Eucharist, they are incorporated into the mystery of Christ's life, death, and resurrection. And yes, they also become members of the Catholic Church. In this session, we'll explore what we really mean by the phrase Paschal Mystery. First, we'll look at the theological meaning. Then, we'll talk about what Paschal Mystery means in the life of a child and why it's important we keep the children headed down the right road with the goal in mind. Jesus Christ and the Paschal Mystery. We said in previous sessions that intimate communion with Jesus Christ is the goal of all catechesis. Very true. When a person has experienced a journey of conversion and been fully formed in faith, we celebrate this intimate communion with Jesus Christ in the sacraments of initiation. In the sacraments, the intimate communion is made real. We are actually united with Christ in baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist. It's through the celebrations of the sacraments of initiation that we are united to Christ and His great Pascha, His passage from death to life. The first great Passover was that historic event in salvation history when the Israelites passed over from the slavery of Egypt to the freedom of the Promised Land. The book of Exodus, chapter 12, describes how the Lord instructed the Israelites to place the blood of a lamb on their doorposts as a sign. When the Lord saw the blood, He passed over the houses of the Israelites, and He did not strike down their firstborn. The meal of unleavened bread and that the Israelites ate before they left Egypt was part of the Passover meal, which is still celebrated by Jewish people today. Fun fact, the Latin word for Passover is Pascha. The word Paschal is rooted in an ancient Greek word that means Passover. Beginning with the New Testament, Christians throughout history have referred to Jesus as the Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for our sins. Yet, as we well know, the Lamb of God was raised from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit and thus passed over from death to a glorious new life. By the power of that same Holy Spirit, through our baptism, we are united to Christ's death and resurrection and share in His eternal life. This is the great Paschal Mystery in which we participate. We share in the mystery and the promise of eternal life. A child's eye view of the Paschal Mystery. Although most kids can understand eternal life, they see it as heaven, the mystery of Christ's triumph over death and the promise of resurrection and new life needs to have meaning in their everyday life. In order for the Paschal Mystery to have meaning, they need to see the quote-unquote dyings and risings in their day-to-day lives. Through the children's catechumenate process, we gently and gradually unfold the mystery of Christ and lead them to the ultimate celebration of God's great promise of eternal life. Here's a quote from the RCIA number 8. The whole of initiation must bear a markedly Paschal character, since the initiation of Christians is the first sacramental sharing in Christ dying and rising. End quote. Here are some of the examples of Paschal Mystery I use with kids. First, you have to move to a new school. Leaving your friends hurts so badly it's like a death. You feel alone and certain you'll never have such good friends again. After feeling depressed and dead for a while, you begin to click with some new kids at your school. Eventually, you make some good new friends. You are happy and loving your new school. It feels like a resurrection and new life. A second example, your mom and dad are getting divorced. Everything changes. It's like the family you've always known and loved has died. After a while, you adjust and discover a new way of being family. A third example, you are crushed and humiliated when you don't make the basketball team. All your friends made the team, and you just want to run away and hide. After a couple weeks of feeling miserable, you decide to join the technology team instead. You love it. It's way better than you imagined. You have found new life. When we talk about these kinds of dyings and risings, we help kids see that Jesus Christ promises that even though we die, we will always experience new life if we follow Him. We also help kids to make the connection between these everyday death and resurrection stories and our final death and resurrection. The ultimate celebration of Paschal mystery. When the children and their families are ready, they celebrate their union with Christ through the sacraments of initiation. The Church says that it is all three sacraments of initiation that make the union with Christ fullest and most complete. In baptism, we die with Christ as we are plunged into the water, and then we rise to new life with Him as we emerge cleansed and made new. Then, in confirmation, the sacred oil of chrism seals our baptism and configures us to be more like Christ. Finally, in the Eucharist, we are most deeply united to Christ as we eat His body and drink His blood. Thus, we are leading the children on the road not just to get the sacraments, but to be united with Christ in the great mystery of death and resurrection. And, as we've mentioned previously, the children do not walk alone on the road to the celebration of the Paschal mystery. Their parents or guardians walk with them. In the next session, we'll talk about the role of parents and the role they play in this journey, as well as what happens when parents are not involved. But for now, turn your attention to your own journey and take a look at Exercise 6.